How does MDMA help with PTSD? MDMA is an entactogen, not a classic psychedelic and not a simple stimulant. It reverses the serotonin transporter to flood the brain with serotonin and triggers release of oxytocin and prolactin and vasopressin, producing warmth, trust, and empathy. At the same time, it turns down the amygdala, the brain's fear alarm, and strengthens control from the prefrontal cortex. That combination widens the window of tolerance in which a traumatized person can revisit painful memories without being overwhelmed and appears to open a memory reconsolidation window in which fear can be unlearned. In phase 3 trials, MDMA-assisted therapy helped a majority of people with severe PTSD, though the FDA asked for more data in 2024. Education, not medical advice. Trauma is, at its core, a memory that never finished being filed away. In post-traumatic stress disorder, the brain's alarm system stays switched on, firing at reminders of the event long after the danger has passed. The sufferer is caught between intrusive re-experiencing and desperate avoidance. The cruel paradox of PTSD is that the only path through is to face the memory, and facing it is precisely what the traumatized brain cannot bear to do. MDMA appears to change that equation. This article is education, not medical advice. MDMA, 3,4-methylinedioxymethamphetamine, the molecule in ecstasy, or Molly, has an unusual reputation for a drug being studied in serious psychiatry. It is best known from dance floors. But under clinical conditions, it does something remarkable and understandable to the emotional brain. We've explored how psilocybin quiets the default mode network. MDMA works on a different system entirely, the circuitry of fear, trust, and social connection. Here's how it works, why it fits PTSD so precisely, and where the science honestly stands. Educational overview only, not medical or use advice. What MDMA actually is. MDMA sits in its own pharmacological category. It is not a classic serotonergic psychedelic like psilocybin or LSD. It rarely causes true hallucinations or ego dissolution, and it is not a straightforward stimulant like amphetamine, though it shares some stimulant properties. Researchers call it an entactogen, touching within, or empathogen, generating empathy, because its signature effect is emotional and social. A profound sense of warmth, openness, closeness to others, and safety. People on MDMA typically remain lucid and oriented. What changes is not their perception of reality, but their relationship to their own emotions. Wikipedia, MDMA. That specific emotional profile, unlucid, trusting, unafraid, connected, is exactly what makes it interesting for trauma therapy. It is hard to do the work of processing a horrific memory when you are flooded with terror and shame. MDMA appears to create a temporary internal state in which that work becomes possible. The neurochemistry of connection. MDMA's main action is on serotonin. Normally, the serotonin transporter, SERT, vacuums serotonin back up out of the synapse. MDMA reverses it, pumping serotonin out and causing a large, rapid release. It also releases dopamine and norepinephrine, though less dramatically. This serotonin surge is the trunk from which everything else branches. Sessa, Higbed, and Nutt, 2019. But the effect that best explains MDMA's character is hormonal. The drug triggers release of oxytocin, the neuropeptide central to bonding, trust, and social connection, along with prolactin, associated with post-intimacy calm, and vasopressin. The oxytocin release, driven partly through serotonin 5-HT1A receptors, is thought to underlie the pro-social warmth that defines the experience. In effect, MDMA hijacks the brain's own machinery for love and attachment and turns it up, Dumont et al. In 2009. UOTW psilocybin mushroom treats, the empathy engine. The pro-social effect is not just a feeling. It shows up in controlled measurement. In placebo-controlled studies, MDMA increases emotional empathy, the capacity to be moved by others' feelings, and boosts pro-social behavior, while it softens the response to negative social cues. People become less reactive to angry or threatening faces and more drawn to positive social signals. It increases feelings of trust and closeness and the desire to connect, Heisek et al. In 2014. This matters clinically for two reasons. First, PTSD is often a disorder of disconnection from other people, from safety, from the self before the trauma. Second, trauma therapy depends on a trusting bond between patient and therapist. By enhancing trust and empathy, MDMA appears to strengthen the therapeutic alliance itself, letting a patient feel safe enough with their therapist to go where they need to go. Turning down the fear alarm. At the center of the traumatized brain is the amygdala, the almond-shaped structure that generates fear and threat responses. In PTSD, the amygdala is hyperactive, and the prefrontal cortex that would normally rein it in is underactive. The brakes have failed and the alarm won't stop. Brain imaging studies show that MDMA reduces amygdala reactivity to threatening stimuli, such as fearful facial expressions, while increasing activity and control from the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. Carhart, Harris, et al., year 2014. Therapists describe the result as widening the window of tolerance, the zone of arousal in which a person is activated enough to engage with a memory, but not so overwhelmed that they shut down or dissociate. Outside that window, trauma processing fails. Too much fear, and the patient is re-traumatized. Too much numbing, and nothing is felt at all. MDMA appears to hold a patient inside that therapeutic window, letting them turn and look at what happened while staying grounded, present, and calm enough to bear it. Sessa et al., 2019. The reconsolidation window. There may be an even deeper mechanism. Memories are not fixed recordings. When you recall one, it becomes briefly labeled, editable, before being stored again, a process called reconsolidation. And fear can be actively unlearned through extinction learning, in which the brain forms a new, safer association that competes with the old terror. Animal studies show that MDMA enhances fear extinction, and that this effect depends partly on oxytocin and on lasting changes in fear circuitry, Young et al., year 2015. The leading model of MDMA-assisted therapy brings these together. By lowering fear and raising trust, MDMA lets a patient recall the traumatic memory in a state of safety during the window in which that memory is open to editing, and then restore it, stripped of some of its terror. The memory remains. Its power to trigger the alarm is what changes. It is less like deleting a file than like refiling it correctly at last. Fiducia and Mithoefer, 2018. The clinical trials. For decades, this was a fringe idea. Then came the trials. The Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS, ran a full phase 3 program of MDMA-assisted therapy, the drug given only a handful of times, always paired with intensive psychotherapy. In the first pivotal trial, MAP1, published in Nature Medicine in 2021, participants with severe PTSD received either MDMA or placebo alongside identical therapy across 3 monthly sessions. After treatment, 67% of the MDMA group no longer met the diagnostic criteria for PTSD versus 32% of the placebo plus therapy group. About a third of the MDMA group reached full remission. It worked even in people with long-standing treatment-resistant trauma and was generally well-tolerated, Mitchell et al., Nature Medicine 2021. A second confirmatory phase 3 trial, MAPI2, published in Nature Medicine in 2023, reproduced the result in a broader group with moderate to severe PTSD. 71% of the MDMA group no longer met PTSD criteria versus about 48% on placebo plus therapy, with a far higher remission rate. Two large, rigorous trials had now pointed the same way, a rare and powerful signal in trauma psychiatry, Mitchell et al., Nature Medicine 2023. The FDA setback, here the honest story takes a turn. In 2024, the company Lykos Therapeutics, spun out of MAPS, submitted MDMA-assisted therapy to the FDA. Expectations were high, but in August 2024, the FDA declined to approve it, issuing a complete response letter and requesting an additional phase 3 trial. An advisory committee had raised serious concerns. The difficulty of blinding a study when participants can obviously tell whether they took MDMA, the influence of participants' prior expectations and enthusiasm, questions about how the accompanying psychotherapy was conducted and monitored, and reports of problems in trial conduct. Lykos subsequently restructured and cut most of its staff, Science 2024. This does not mean MDMA doesn't work. The efficacy signal across both trials was strong. It means the evidence package wasn't yet enough to satisfy regulators, especially for a therapy that is inseparable from its psychotherapy component and hard to study with conventional blinded methods. The science of the mechanism is solid. The science of proving a drug plus therapy package to regulatory standard is genuinely harder. And that is the honest state of play as of 2026, the honest risks. MDMA is not harmless, and the controlled trial setting matters enormously. Acutely, it raises heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature. In uncontrolled settings, the most dangerous risks are hyperthermia, overheating, worsened by hot, crowded environments, and hyponatremia, dangerously low blood sodium, partly from vasopressin release and excess water intake. Combining MDMA with other serotonergic drugs risks serotonin syndrome, and it strains the cardiovascular system in ways that are hazardous for people with heart conditions. There is a long-running scientific debate about whether repeated heavy recreational use causes lasting serotonergic changes. The controlled therapeutic model, a few carefully dosed sessions of known pure drug, is a very different risk profile from frequent use of unknown street ecstasy, which is often adulterated with other substances. Wikipedia, MDMA. MDMA can also produce a low mood come down in the days after use as serotonin is replenished. Educational context only, not medical or use advice. The honest bottom line: MDMA offers one of the most mechanistically satisfying stories in psychiatry. A drug that, for a few hours, floods the brain with the neurochemistry of trust and turns down the alarm of fear, creating precisely the internal conditions in which a traumatized mind can finally turn and face what happened. Two phase three trials showed that, paired with skilled therapy, it can free a majority of people from severe PTSD. It also showed how hard it is to fit a drug and therapy package into the machinery of drug regulation, and the FDA's 2024 request for more evidence is a real sobering chapter, not a footnote. The heart opener is not yet a medicine, but the neuroscience of why it helps, empathy up, fear down, memory briefly open to healing, is some of the most hopeful science trauma medicine has. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. MDMA is a potent psychoactive substance and, in most places, a controlled one. It raises heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature and can cause dangerous overheating, low blood sodium, and serotonin toxicity, especially when combined with other drugs or used in uncontrolled settings. Street ecstasy is frequently adulterated. The clinical results here come from supervised trials in which pure dosed MDMA was paired with intensive professional psychotherapy and do not imply that unsupervised use is safe or therapeutic. If you are living with PTSD or trauma, please reach out to a qualified mental health professional. This article is education, not medical advice.